Philip Stump of PSD Surgeon Care. Today's date is 10-02-2025. Your patient is for Ms. Tamara Wilkerson. Wilkerson spells W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N. Tamara spells T-A-M-A-R-A. Date of birth is 03-27-1965. This is a 60-year-old young lady here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Ms. Tamara has a history of opioid use disorder. She's currently in Suboxone. Is here for follow-up for this condition and medication refill, she states. Since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed. Patient reports nausea. She said whenever she takes her medicine, she gets nauseated. Next line. Patient reports that recently her spouse had a hip replacement and has not been listening to his doctor, and she is concerned about him. She states that because of what he's doing, it's causing her to have sleep at night. Period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert-oriented in no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status, 96% of room air. Blood pressure is 118 over 82. Pulse 86. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. Next paragraph. Cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Next paragraph. Abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, papules, no vesicles, or bullae. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. Bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Next paragraph. Neuro-alert-oriented, and it's recurring alerts due to it is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is opioid use disorder. Number two is insomnia. Number three is nausea. Period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication was refilled as follows. Suboxone, 4/1 milligrams SL film. She would take one film SL BID for 30 days. It would be a 60 films. Next paragraph. Zofran, 4 milligrams ODT1, POTID, PRN for nausea/vomiting, number 24, no refills, next medication. Atarax, 25 milligrams, 1 POQHS of 30 days, number 30. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. PMP rear was reviewed. Data from PMP rear does not support drug-seeking behavior or medication diversion. Period. Next line. Urine drug screen was done. Today, the urine drug screen is positive for Suboxone. All other unauthorized substances were negative, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has not. End of the patient.